Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Dobson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third. The right fielder, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Easter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pesci moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pesci scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts takes first base on ball 4. Hitchcock moves to second. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson bunts towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Hitchcock moves to third. Batts moves to second. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon catches it and throws to second with Boudreau covering, to double up Batts. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. Boudreau moves to third. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Batts for the out. Two outs. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-0 in the game. Dobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Boudreau fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Gordon moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mitchell moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Batts hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dobson strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hitchcock. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doby moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a pop-up towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Gromick now pitching. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zerilla for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Batts hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 3 in the game. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila pinch runs for Luke Easter. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Doby strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Berardino now playing third base. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Dobson moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Dobson moves to third. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Hal Peck pinch hits for Steve Gromick. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kennedy scores. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Mitchell moves to second. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vernon is walked intentionally. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh now catching. Al Benton now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-4 in the game. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Doby hits a pop-up towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Boudreau moves to third. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Kennedy moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.